This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with CJ Class and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Class Financial online, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Class Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Subscribe right at classfinancial.com, and then you'll get each week and in your inbox a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast as well. Again, that available to you at classfinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And to get on the air right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And as mentioned, joining us this morning are CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing today?
How's it going?
It's going well. CJ, great to hear from you. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Happy to be here today.
I'm happy to have you guys along, and we are going to be talking about Social Security and the question about taxability. Is it? Isn't it? How does that all work? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia in just a moment. Mentioned, of course, the website. Also mentioned their telephone number. Another really cool thing that goes on during the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, another chance to win a great prize. The folks from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to PetSmart. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But a little tip about the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. If you pay close attention to the program, typically both the question and answer come up during the show. So give yourself a little leg up on everybody else when it comes to winning that prize by paying particularly close attention to the show. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, on this week's chat, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question there and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we took a look at some economic indicators for our listening audience to maybe keep track of and hopefully help them make some sense of what's going on with the volatility in the market and with the economy. So I know when we're having experiencing what we're doing right now with volatility, our listenership goes way up because we had a flood of calls last week for our question, which was is the following statement true or false? As of April 2022, unemployment in the United States remains steady at 3.6%. And the correct answer was true. And Dennis of Wanakee was the first one to call with the correct answer. So be ready to call right away because we do have a lot of listeners trying to win the prize.
It's great. And you mentioned too, Malia, last week's conversation, something that is on a lot of folks' mind, reinforces the importance. If you haven't listened back to any of the podcasts or subscribed yet, definitely make sure you do that. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. It also reiterates the importance of if you've got questions and, of course, that complimentary consultation with our friends at Kloss Financial, you can set that up today. If you're worried, if you've got questions, you wonder a little bit about Kloss Financial, what they can do for you, again, all you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. And if you got a question, love to get you on the air this morning as well at 608-321-1310. So today we're going to be talking about the reality that Social Security benefits that people will be receiving in retirement, they're taxable. Is that really the case, CJ?
Yeah, many people new to receiving Social Security are surprised to find out that a portion of the money they receive from Social Security might be taxable as or treated as taxable income. And this just means that they'll have to pay income taxes on it each year. This is especially common among those who continue working while receiving retirement benefits, since their income could take them above certain income thresholds that the IRS sets. So, Malia, in a little bit, we'll be going through what those thresholds are, because not everybody pays tax on Social Security, but many people do. So let's begin by taking a look at the numbers. As of January 2022, over 64 million people, which is one in every six U.S. Residents, collected Social Security benefits. And this is according to the Social Security Administration. A little history on Social Security, the benefits were not always taxable. When Social Security was created in 1935 and it began paying out monthly benefits in 1940, the Treasury Department issued specific tax rulings that made it clear that Social Security benefits were excluded at the time from federal income tax. Due to legislation that was enacted in 1983, Social Security trust funds began to have Social Security recipients begin to pay taxes on a percentage of their Social Security benefits above a certain income threshold. So I do warn people, when new kinds of programs or taxes are introduced and you hear a politician say, "We'll never do that," pay attention. Not that I'm trying to throw Congress under the bus here, but it began with a very clear statement. We're not going to tax Social Security, but that has changed. Currently, almost 20 million people pay income taxes every year on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits. So let's actually pause on that. I said 64 million people, so one in every six U.S. residents. And then I said 20 million of those 64 million are actually paying some income taxes. So what that actually means is that about two-thirds of Social Security recipients do not pay any income tax on what they receive, but about one-third of them do. So what you're going to have to figure out as we go throughout the show is, will you be one of those one-third or the two-third? So we'll get into that. But so again, 20 million people pay income taxes on this every year, and this is a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits. And that number could go up, by the way, if the laws governing benefit taxation go unchanged. A quick note to everybody, because some of you might be receiving supplemental Social Security income, known as SSI. That is not taxable. That's a whole separate category of Social Security. And then finally, just final look at kind of some of these numbers here. Social Security has the unique characteristic of getting its funding from both employee and employer contributions. So this is when you look at your pay stub, this would be either seen as FICA or OASDI, Old Age and Survivors Old Age Survivors Disability Income, something like that. But the FICA or the OASDI withholding is your portion of your Social Security payment, but your employer matches that portion going in. Now, full disclosure, if any accountants are listening, portion of your FICA is actually Medicare. The other portion is Social Security, but that's getting, you know, pretty deep into the weeds.
Those accountants are always fun people too when they.
Well, every once in a while I get a call from one of them and they said, "You said," and I'm like, "Okay, you're right. I'll clarify." So I'm trying to do my best to be clear. But anyway, so the point of this is to say that the portion that you put into Social Security out of your pay, which ends up being around 6.5% of your income each year, that portion you may have already paid taxes on or probably did. But the other portion from your employer, you never paid taxes on. So, I mean, it could make some sense to say that in just a very logical world, that 50% of what you receive in Social Security income in retirement would be income taxable. Now, that's not actually what it is, Sean. It's actually a scale of what's taxable, but just getting people's minds to understand portion of what's gone in has been taxed, portion has not been taxed. And so Malia will be talking about what will be taxable on the way out.
What makes sense doesn't always make me happy, though, CJ.
It's true. It's true.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you right now. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. 637 for Kloss Financial. So who is taxed today, and is there a way to calculate this, CJ?
Well, actually, I'm going to cover that for you, Sean. Okay. So we're flipping on you.
Sorry about that.
And one thing to, I think it's great that CJ mentioned maybe some of the logic, trying to make people understand that that portion wasn't taxed. And so maybe that makes everybody feel better, the fact that they're going to have to pay tax. I don't know. But it is interesting to see how programs start out and how they end up. And I think for a lot of our clients who are currently retiring, they do have a memory of Social Security not being taxed maybe for their parents. And they're like, what do you mean it's taxable? So it nothing really matters until it affects you, right? That's the bottom line. So that's why people are listening today. And so looking at what that really might look like for yourself, pay attention. If your only income is from Social Security, your benefits likely aren't going to be taxable. But if you have other taxable income, such as still from a job, or you're freelancing, or you have a pension, or you're taking withdrawals from other tax-deferred retirement savings, then perhaps 50% or up to 85% of your Social Security benefit may be subject to federal income tax. So what they do is they determine the percentage, and you can do this. First, you calculate your provisional income. And what that is your adjusted gross income, but does not include your Social Security benefits. So just your adjusted gross income, not counting Social Security benefits, is considered your provisional income. And you take that and you add any non-taxable interest, and then you add in half of your Social Security benefits. So it's not too difficult of a formula. And what that means in this case, where you might scale, is if you're single and your total income is less than $25,000 after doing that little exercise, your benefits are not taxable. So that's good to know. And if you're single and you earn between $25,000 and $34,000, and this is as of 2022, then 50% of your Social Security benefit may be taxable. And then if you earn more than $34,000, that's when you're going to hit the highest threshold, 85% of your benefits, your Social Security benefit may be taxable. Now, we did not say you're going to be taxed at 85%. Okay, that's not what we're saying. But it's just understand that of that portion of the benefit, up to 85. Now, we flip to the if you're married, you're filing jointly with income of $32,000 or less, your Social Security benefits are not taxable. With income between $32,000 and $44,000 per thousand on a joint return, then up to 50% may be taxable. And then if you get to income of $44,000 or more on a joint return, 85% of your benefits may be taxable. We always say maybe, because there's always some special situation where maybe not, but most generally that's the key, 85% if your joint income's over $44,000. So remember that these calculations only apply to federal income taxes. There are 13 states that do tax Social Security benefits, but what we're speaking of today applies for federal income tax. So just to give you a real life formula here, if you're filing individually, and let's say you have $50,000 in income and you get a $1,500 a month benefit from Social Security, you would pay taxes on that 85% of your $18,000 in annual benefits, or $15,300 is what you'd be paying taxes on. So again, nobody pays taxes on more than 85% of their Social Security benefits, no matter what their income is.
Really important stuff this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got questions, got a line open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's their great website. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You probably heard CJ and Malia talk about FRA, your full retirement age. What if you decide to retire prior to your FRA? What does that mean for you when it comes to taxes and Social Security? We will get the details next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Or if you have a question this morning, love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Our number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking this week, taxes and Social Security, where they intertwine and what it means for you. So for folks that decide, okay, I'm going to take Social Security early before my full retirement age, are there restrictions that we should be looking out for?
There are, gosh, all these restrictions and rules. You know, listening to Malia do a good job of kind of outlining what amount of your Social Security would be taxable based on how you file. It's just complex. So I wish it wasn't. I really encourage anybody who's listening to this to try to learn these rules and restrictions on your own and then speak to a professional if it still doesn't make sense, because it took me quite a few times to figure this stuff out. So I do want to remind everybody, when Malia was talking about those income categories, again, it's provisional income. Provisional income. Often people go, gosh, over 44,000. Well, almost everybody's going to have that. Social Security alone will be over 44,000. And just again, remember, it's that provisional income calculation is what they're using, which only includes half of your Social Security benefit. So feel free to reach out if you want us to do a provisional income calculation with you. But yes, Sean, you were asking, are there any restrictions if we draw Social Security prior to full retirement age? And the answer is yes.
So,
the Social Security Administration may reduce your benefits between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age, which again, we've talked about on this show, is somewhere between 66 and 67 for every American currently. And if your total income is over $19,560 in the year 2022, and if you are under full retirement age and drawing Social Security benefits, be careful, because after that $19,560 of earned income, for every $2 you exceed that limit, $1 of Social Security benefit is taken away. So think of it as this way, just kind of a broad statement would be, if I choose to draw Social Security before my full retirement age, which you're entitled to, I have to be careful how much earned income I receive. Now, earned income does not include passive income from rental properties. It does not include distributions from a retirement account. It does not include pension income. And just think of earning as like, I've got to be somehow engaged and involved in earning that income. But again, be cautious, because that double dipping before full retirement age has some impacts. Now, I'll make a quick mention. In the year in which you reach full retirement age, there's a different formula that's involved there. It's a higher income threshold with less of a reduction when you go over the threshold. But just for all intents and purposes, remember, if I'm drawing before full retirement age or in the year in which I turn full retirement age, I need to be cautious about that double dipping.
Definitely want to. Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that, CJ.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, you definitely want to remember that stuff. And of course, we talk with this on this stuff with our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial. Planning is important, and understanding what you're gonna do, taking your time as well when you're making these decisions and these determinations, and understanding any type of consequence that may be there is very important. If you've got questions, you want to sit down with folks at Kloss Financial, they'd love to get to know you. All you gotta do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number 608-442-5637 for Kloss Financial. So what about acquiring a Social Security statement that kind of shows the record of earnings and kind of an estimate as far as future benefits? And the other thing, too, I think people often wonder about is, how soon should I be applying for Social Security?
Yeah, so a couple things on that. There is no limit on earnings for workers who are full retirement age or older for the entire year.
Okay.
Okay, so once you're up to 67, 68, once you're full retirement age for the entire year, no limit on earnings. You can earn $1 million a year, draw Social Security. There's no money taken away. However, as Malia just talked about, if I'm earning $1 million a year and drawing Social Security at, say, age 68, I am paying income tax on 85% of my Social Security. So there's a difference between what they would say penalizing you or reducing your benefit versus paying income taxes. But yes, Sean, to your point, if you want to receive more information about your particular benefit, go to ssa.gov. You can set up your own personal Social Security statement online, obviously securely store that information for yourself, but then you can go in and see your earnings history. You might want to even check that your earnings history is accurate, because every once in a while, a source of income doesn't get reported to Social Security. And then if you're getting closer to the age that you want to actually apply for retirement benefits, you can do this 3 months in advance of when you want that benefit to start. And believe it or not, you can actually sign up for most retirement benefits right online.
Ooh.
Like, put in your a routing number, bank account number for direct deposits, due with tax withholdings. It's pretty sweet. Social Security has really kind of moved forward into the 21st century here with pretty good technology. So I would encourage all listeners, set up a login through ssa.gov and start being aware of your earnings history and what your future benefits might be.
I know a couple of years ago you guys had talked about it, and I mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. I signed up after talking with you guys on the show, and it's a very, as you mentioned, CJ, Social Security Administration, they are on their game when it comes to some of this tech stuff. It's actually really cool kind of website, so check that out, ssa.gov. Speaking of great websites, klausfinancial.com, that's klaasfinancial.com. Learn more about Klaus Financial there. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about delayed retirement credits, what you need to know there. We'll get those details next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ and Malia this week about Social Security and things that have to do with Social Security, like taxability and what is, what isn't, and what you need to know. If you missed any part of today's program, don't forget you can always listen back, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Our telephone number is 608-442-5637. What about delayed retirement credits? Is there something we need to be aware of when we talk about that stuff? So we don't have to, so we can have that higher benefit with those, or what's kind of the guidance there, guys?
Yeah, so I'm glad you understand delayed retirement credits. We should just let Sean go with that today because he's heard about them so many times. And I realize our show today is really about the world of Social Security. We started off talking about your taxability of your benefit, and then what happens if you take your Social Security early, if you're still working. So this part really is a situation in which you're deciding, should I wait till my full retirement age, which we talk about a lot on this show, and that's a different number than when you actually are first entitled to collect Social Security, which is age 62. So again, what are those dates? If you're born before 1954, your FRA is age 66. If you're born between 1955 and 59, it's usually 66 and some months. And if you're born after 1960, it's 67 years. So once you achieve those different ages, you will receive your Social Security benefit at different levels. And that's what your statement's going to show when you go online. So if you're working, it's important to know how much you're going to be earning, because you might go over that threshold where you're going to get the reduced benefits CJ was mentioning. But back to the question, if you understand that you do have that option, there is this delayed retirement credit, and it's 8% up to age 70. So what you need to understand is if you wait from your full retirement age up to age 70, that 8% is per year if you don't touch that benefit. And that's basically something none of us can promise that you're going to receive in any of your other investments if you can hold back. Now, how can you hold back? Well, that's different for every situation. It has to do with, you know, your debt level going into retirement, if you have spousal income, or if you are working part-time. So many of our listeners cannot wait to start taking their Social Security benefit. But please understand what you're leaving on the table as well before you make that final decision.
You know, we were talking earlier, just a quick comment too, we were talking about SSA.gov, and one of the things I noticed they've got on there now is a little slider where they can do estimates based on, do you plan on retiring at your full retirement age or delayed, and it'll actually give you an estimate if you, which age, even up to the, how many months you want to keep working.
Exactly.
It'll give you an estimate, which is really cool. That is a neat tool.
It says Sean never gets to retire.
That's exactly. It literally just says too bad.
Too bad.
Oh, always have fun with CJ and Malia, and it's always informative. If you miss any part of today's program, don't forget, you can head on over to klausfinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be answered in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Fortunately, we don't have time this week, but we'll definitely get to those in coming weeks as well. Just head on over to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Want to hold on to telephone number as well now, because it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz question of the week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. If you have joint income of more than $44,000 in 2022, how much of your Social Security income may be taxable? Is it 55% or 85%? 442-5637. First caller, correct answer there. We'll win that $25 gift card to PetSmart. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. Ryan Koenig with Meg Drees Realty joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.